It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska. As we get an update on the markets here this week on KTIC. Roy, let's talk about a few different things, and I guess we'll talk about the crop reports. First of all, it came out beginning of the week, and that really gave a start to the trade to start the week, didn't it?
It did. The corn number was pretty bearish, and the soybean number not quite so bearish, but they both were limit down on Monday, and then they're soybeans since that time have recovered quite a bit of what they lost. Corn's still quite a bit lower than it was going into the report on Monday.
When I start reading the reaction from those, you know, after, you know, we get a day after that initial trading day after the reports came out, I'm starting to read a lot more about fundamental news and export demand for soybeans and the lack thereof in corn, huh?
Well, yes. The exports on soybeans have continued to hold together pretty well, and you know, in the corn market, I guess there's some other exporting countries that have decided they have a few bushels extra more corn they might like to put on the world market, like China and some of the other smaller producers. And so that's putting some pressure on the corn market. And then just the worry about these ethanol plants, you know, we got to get these ethanol plants back into a profitable mode or it doesn't bode well for the corn price.
Roy, how about the weather in South America? Read a few, some about that earlier in the week. How are things down there?
Brazil not too bad, and Argentina still needing rain really bad. And what I read is that everybody's really concerned about that Argentine crop. They are a major grain-producing country, and they are extremely dry, and no prospects for any rain in the real near future. So if you look at the soybean market yesterday and a very strong close, a big part of it is just based on that weather fear. And you have to understand now that South America right now is in the part of the growing season that we would be in the middle of the summer here. So that's when we get weather rallies in the northern hemisphere, and now is when we get weather rallies in the southern hemisphere.
In terms of what's expected for a crop out of Argentina, have there been you know, official estimates that have ratcheted that back some?
Well, not official estimates, but a couple of the private companies that put out estimates are indicating that they're going to reduce their production forecast, and there's enough credibility in those companies that that's certainly affecting the market.
So does that bode for more of a recovery and maybe a switch to an uptrend or continuing the uptrend on soybeans?
I think that you have to be aware that a weather market can turn on a dime. And, you know, if you go into a weekend when there's no rain predicted and it happens to rain on Saturday or Sunday, well, then Monday you're going to have a sharply lower reaction to that. And so if you're prone to wanting to make some sales on a rally, you just kind of need to pick a spot and pull the trigger and don't rely too much on the weather forecast. The weather forecasts are emotional. They're reactive to things that have happened in the past and not proactive. And so making sales in weather rallies is a good idea a lot of times, but it's also a very trying time because there's nothing really to hang your hat on that says, yes, we know the market's going to go up or down.
Roy, how about the basis levels? I know we were talking about this over the holidays and how the basis was pretty tight, and then it kind of widened some more. What happened in the last week or so?
I really haven't looked at the basis since the crop report on Monday, but we'd lost about 20 cents in the basis just in the 2 weeks prior to that crop report. Here in Cass County, it had gone from about 50 under to about 70 under in a matter of just 2 weeks now. If you look at new crop basis, it's wider than that yet, but it's still quite a bit better than it was a year ago at this time. So we're kind of in between on the basis, I guess I'd say. It's not as good as it was just a few days ago, but it's a lot better than it has been for the last year.
All right, give us some tips. What are some things that we need to watch for here for the rest of the month of January?
I think you need to watch the technicals on the soybean market. That will be as good an indication as probably projected weather forecast, because that'll kind of give you a synopsis of what all the traders are thinking. I guess in terms of the corn market, I wouldn't want to sell any corn right now after the market's been down so hard this week. guess I'm willing to, on the corn that I don't have priced, I'm willing to take a chance that the corn market will recover enough to at least try to pull some more acres into corn, because if we don't, the corn acreage could be down quite a bit and bean acreage up quite a bit.
Roy, before we let you go, I want to talk about the Winning the Game series that you've helped schedule across the state. Are there any of those meetings here this week?
There'll be one coming up next week on Thursday at Minden, Nebraska, sponsored by the bank there in Minden. And then the following week, there'll be several. So you kind of need to get ready and watch the media and watch the correspondence from your local extension office for those dates.
Very good. For producers that would like more information about some of the things we talked about today, there's several ways they can get that.
Roy@soyroy.com is my email address. Soyroy.com is my website.
Well, thank you much for the comments, sir, and we'll talk to you next week.
I will be here.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets here at 840 KTIC, along with Roy, Chad Moyer reporting.